Hello, everybody. My name is Atticus.
And my name is Hope.
And this is...
The White Refrigerator. Welcome back, y'all.
How you feeling today, friend? How's your week been?
He's a messy bitch.
Woo! And I don't know why I keep singing that specific song in relation to you, because it doesn't apply. It's just real sultry.
But my week has been good, friend. Work has been good. Got past my training, taking in a lot of information, just diving all in and then getting myself prepared for whatever the new year looks like in this new role and life. Yes, this week, this weekend, next week, I'm kind of just in this place of, okay, let's restructure and come into the new year with a new mindset. And not even really like a new mindset, just come in just a little more focused, a little more disciplined. I realized last year, a lot of the things that I wanted to have executed, I did. So I wanted to get a new job, check. I needed another car, check. What else? I wanted to write this year, check.
Check.
I wanted to go ahead and get the art classes paid off and start on that. While I didn't get completely started in that, like I definitely plan on doing within the next couple of weeks, I paid them off. I got them. They're there. So all I got to do is get to work. So check. So I realized like I had like 10 things, I think, on my list that I wanted to have accomplished in 2024. And literally, I think I got like, I know it was over half the list. I want to say like 6 or 7 out of 10. So I'm actually okay with that. And that just allows me to put more emphasis on what I need to do next year. So yeah, that's kind of where my mind is at. No new music this week.
None.
I just been kind of going back through, living in familiar spaces, so just playing. I mean, the only thing I did do, let me say this, is I put on like some 2000s music, like 2000s R&B. So feels like I just walked right out of heaven.
Wow.
So
we got,
yeah, that whole Jagged Edge era music, soul jam, and my mind's gone half crazy. Like that whole era is wow. So iconic to me. So I just found a couple of playlists on Spotify and I just been booming those, but like that's really it. So it's not necessarily new, but it's just been living in these older spaces and just kind of just vibing. It's just been like chill for me this week. It's like, okay, get it done. Don't overthink. Just get it done. So
just do it.
Yeah. I did finish I finished Supercell, and I'm going to give it like a 6.8 out of 10.
Okay, that's a little bit lower than I anticipated.
I'm going to say it's probably like a C minus.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm going to say this is, I promise y'all this shouldn't be funny, but me and Atticus is probably going to laugh because we have trash ass humor. They was beating bitches in this show. And I'm not even talking about like they is beating women. Like, I seen a grandma get beat up. They beat up this one girl. This one girl got choked.
The men?
The men was beating the women. Yes.
Wait a minute.
Like, I realized this happened like 6 or 7 times in the whole series. I'm like, hold on,
y'all can't
bro.
Be perpetuating this violence.
Right? I was like,
what is going on?
Is this what them English Africans is over there doing? Is y'all over there beating bitches? What is this? What? I don't know. It is that did not sit right with my spirit. Also, and I don't know if we have any UK listeners yet, so I promise no shade in what I'm about to say. But y'all are funny as fuck when y'all try to be gangsters. And I'm not saying that there ain't gangsters in the UK. Okay, y'all might be some real... So, listen, I'm Black American. I've been surrounded by violence my whole life, okay? It wasn't some gang shit with some white people. Violence is all we know in this country, unfortunately. But, right, that moment of... Not that moment of sadness, friend. Listen, it's real. That's what
just
it is.
Just to hear it out loud, though.
It's kind of trash. It's kind of terrible. But, like, to hear... hear them talk hard. It's the funniest shit. Well, bruh, I could not take no shit like that serious. Like, shock your mate. What? I'm just going to shoot you and walk away. I don't know what the fuck is happening here. But it apparently, so like Southside London is apparently like the hood of London. So I kind of saw some of that. Overall, I feel like they tie the storyline in fairly well. I enjoyed that. I mean, essentially, you figure out towards the end, spoiler alert for anybody who's listening, but basically, the Black people who have sickle cell anemia or sickle cell traits have the ability at some point, and it's not with everybody, but at some point, they could possess the ability to get something called Super Cell, i.e. the name of the show, where it turns into superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a real... it's a real interesting concept. I like what they did, but I just... It was a few little qualms I had with it, but overall... I mean, 6.8 is a little low. Maybe a 7.2. But I still stick with that C. I still give it like a C. Overall, though, I can definitely say I enjoyed it. So it's still high. This was not something I did not like. I did enjoy it. And actually, they did something really great that a lot of shows do not do. They did end the season really well. Because a lot of shows, unfortunately, that's where they fall flat.
True.
There's something about the season finale, like the episode or the last one, they fuck it up and it's not, it's like, come on, bro, you could have did so much better than that.
Disney. Disney does a really good job at that on a finale. It's always like the episode before the finale that could have been the finale.
Infamous for it. Like,
yeah.
So, and it's not just Disney. It's a few other people. So it's like, come on, bro, you did all this. Mm-hmm. We got right here for this to be the end. So I'm very, very pleased with the end. So yeah, overall it was pretty good. So I mean, but that's really been my week in a nutshell. Just ready for Christmas to get here and be over. Unfortunately, I'm not a Grinch, y'all, but Christmas is not like my favorite holiday.
Mine either.
Mine is actually New Year's.
Is more Halloween.
I like Halloween.
Don't. Too. That's probably literally the only one that I even acknowledge, like in actual life, to be honest.
I mean, I acknowledge Christmas and I enjoy seeing the joy and all that other stuff that it brings people. You know what? That is one song that I can mention.
Don't you say.
So, Black people in the South, I can't speak for nobody else, but there's a song by, oh gosh, who is it?
I don't think it's
3-6 Mafia.
It's not. It's older than that.
69 Boys, maybe?
Maybe. I think that's who it is.
Anyways. What you wanna get for Christmas? Say what you wanna get. Okay, like, listen. I'm sorry. That song, it is a couple of songs that, like, Black songs that make me think of Christmas. That one, and then, of course, The Temptations. As soon as I hear, in my mind, man, I'm like, okay, it's Christmas time. That makes me happy, but yeah, that's pretty much, that's been pretty much it for my week. What about your week, friend? How you feeling?
My week has been pretty good. So first, the first thing I want to talk about is my dreaming, because I told you that I've been dreaming more lately for whatever reason, and they haven't all been bad, but most of the time when I dream, it's like, it's not the greatest of things. Uh-oh. So this time, bitch, I believe I was shadow walking into one of myself in another dimension. I was pulling a Wanda Maximoff, because this was like the most vivid, it was like the most vivid dream where I'm like in myself, but outside of myself. Let me tell you about this. In this other place, it was definitely me. And we was talking about beating bitches, so I have to bring this up. We don't condone domestic violence here. So, oh
God. I'm so scared of where this might go.
Friend, it wasn't me. It was like me, but it wasn't me. So this is what I can figure. In this other life, or in this other place, in this dream, I was married and I had two kids. And they were like, one of them was older. The girl was older. She was probably like 12 or 13. And then there was like a small boy. But when I arrived in this place where I was, my wife wasn't, like, I knew I had a wife, but she wasn't there. And I was like sad. And the kids were sad. But in my mind, like, I'm thinking, and I'm like, why is she not there? And I'm like, I killed her.
Oh,
I don't know why. But like, as I'm thinking about it, like, I killed her. I can't picture the act of killing her, but I know I did. And I don't remember like why. I'm just in here trying to like console the kids. Like, I'm a sad father. Like, I didn't murder my wife and put her body somewhere. Like, this is literally the dream. And in the whole dream, all I could feel was like the stress of trying to hide the fact that I had to murder somebody from everybody. The insanity. The only thing I can think of, because we was talking about this the other day, I feel like in a parallel universe, maybe I was down low somewhere, and maybe she caught me, and the fake straight man rage committed a heinous act of violence against her, she don't exist. I think that's what I don't know if that's for sure what happened, but that was probably one of the most stressful, like, God damn, I'm glad I woke up type of dreams.
That is thank terrible. God
that wasn't real. That was a terrible plane of existence, but I just had to bring that up because since we was talking about the other part.
The beating bitches.
Yes. But other than that, that dream this week.
I killed. But.
Ooh. Sidebar. Yes. That was terrible. On a lighter note, when it comes to music, I've had an old school pop music type of week. So okay. I've been listening to a lot of Britney Spears. I love me some old Britney Spears. I'm not even going to lie. You drive me crazy. I just can't. We not finna sit here and lie like Britney wasn't that girl. Britney was that girl for all of our childhood. Damn near up until adulthood, to be listen, honest.
I'm going
to
take some responsibility there for that. Because what day was it earlier this week that I text you and I was singing...
you were toxic. Yep. Listen.
Before any other pop girl let me be clear.
She you was had B. your
Madonnas, okay? Mm-hmm. We're gonna go back. But then from not even bullshitting, like probably the early 90s up until the late 90s where Britney popped out.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nobody really giving pop girl like that.
Nope, nobody. And once Britney popped out, then here come the rest of them.
Everybody.
Then you had, I don't want to say then come the rest of them, because maybe her and Christina were about the same time.
Literally, well, you know, and yeah. They had them feuding against each other, even though they weren't really mm-hmm. feuding against each other.
But, true.
Yeah.
You had Jessica Simpson.
Jessica Simpson, Mandy Moore.
All those other ones.
People say Pink. I never put Pink because, first of all, Pink came out R&B, and then she crossed over. But it while it was pop, it was more of a rock poppy situation. So I feel her like she was in her own lane.
She has been in her own lane for a very long time. She did that R&B thing one time, and after that, she was pink.
Listen.
Like, yeah.
And light skin pink went crazy. My yeah. girl and the man with the blue eyes. Don't I just want real love? Listen, and Pink is also a vocalist.
Yes, so she is. And a performer. Give her her tens.
Didn't we say yes. this some maybe a few months back ago where I was saying like the only other person that can perform on that level with Beyonce that be just doing crazy shit is Pink? Pink be on rafters. And, you know,
true.
Upside down. She got a whole set where she doing like some Circus Soleil shit on yes. top of the ceiling and still singing the whole time.
And how you... I don't know how you sing and flipping upside down in these. I gotta give it to them. They that's their craft. They love
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, that is theirs.
Even Cynthia Erivo, they were talking about that with Wicked. I've been stuck on Wicked. But
I'm gonna go see that next week.
They've been singing, they sung live.
I saw that. I was like, that's crazy. You doing all that and still singing?
She was like, talking I was about somebody. Harnessed.
It hit one of them notes, all that just fell over in that harness.
Just winded. I was like, but I mean, she's that girl. I ain't even gonna go there because people was like, I didn't know she could sing like that. Black people knew she could sing like that. Y'all just catching up.
In all fairness, I don't really think they knew who she was before this, anyways.
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
just gonna say. So I mean,
and that's okay because I don't be knowing who some white people are. So you know, there's that too.
It's true. People be like, did you know so-and-so? Girl, y'all, do not judge me. Well, maybe you can't judge me. I don't care. I literally just learned who Sabrina Carpenter was like a month ago.
I definitely can't judge you because it wasn't a month ago. It was a little bit longer, but she'd been out for a minute.
I seen her. I even heard the song. Never put... too. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, shit, I might be getting them mixed up. Is it Sabrina Claudio? Is that a different person?
Claudio is a different person.
Oh, shit.
No, this is that's a little blonde-haired girl. That's who I thought you was
talking about. Well, hell. Goddamn.
Yes, child. But anyway.
So I know of the Claudio.
We done went on a tangent. So you was listening to Britney.
Yes, Britney Spears has been my... she's been my muse this week. The reason I was surprised when you said no new music, because you know SZA's album came out yesterday, or Friday, Saturday, or her deluxe album. And I just knew for sure you had checked that out. I haven't listened to it yet, I'm not going to lie. But I do plan on it.
So, I haven't yet, but there's one song that is going viral on TikTok. So, I was like, let me listen to the song. One
with the famous... Or no, let me not say that. You know, the semi-famous Kendrick Lamar, who just recently started getting hits, is it?
I can't even believe people still saying, like, people is still saying, like, I just don't know, like, who is Kendrick before Drake?
That's propaganda. This is Elon Musk propaganda.
The don't second like biggest rapper to Drake. Like, right.
And I'm not going to say the second biggest now, because... if he was as active as Drake, who knows?
This is very true. But then also, I feel like Drake makes a certain type of music, which is what makes him popular. Like, Kendrick is popular, but Kendrick does not make music to appease everybody.
The general population.
Yeah, he stuck to what he likes to make. Drake, Drake made a whole dance album because of Beyonce, and I don't care what nobody say, he did that shit because of Beyonce, because he turned around and was petty and dropped it a month before, and it got no reception.
None whatsoever. If you don't understand it now, you'll get it later.
Yeah.
Okay. Kick rocks.
And for him to say you'll understand it later is hilarious, because it's like, we understood it, we just know you was making something you didn't feel.
Yes.
Beyonce.
You had no connection to what you were making.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, we can tell. You, anyways. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is a song. And this is, you know what? I'm 100% sure now SZA was one of the moles. Can't nobody tell me no different. After I heard that, I was like, oh yes, girl. SZA was absolutely plotting on this nigga.
And now we're going on a stadium tour together. And I don't, okay, let me say this. I've only ever been to an arena tour. The arena was pretty big, but a stadium?
Kendrick's little Gemini heart is just gonna blossom like the Grinch's did when he returned all them Christmas gifts. You remember how David saw about his heart? Yeah. Every night that he gets to say A minor and the whole crowd is doing it with him.
I need him to play it 3 times a show.
Like, speaking of that, matter of fact, no, go ahead and finish what you were saying, Fred, because
shit, what was I saying? I done forgot. Both of us got the ADD. Music.
Yeah, because you was asking if I hadn't heard about the SZA album, which I have, but it's that yes. one little clip of that one song been tickling the hell out of me.
Yes. TV, I haven't been watching a lot of TV this week. I've been watching some old, I started rewatching Scandal. I'm super excited about Castlevania Nocturne Season 2 coming out on January 16th of 2025. I am super ready for that. What else am I ready to come back on? That's actually the only thing I can think of. I'm also ready for this Beyonce concert on the Christmas Day. This Beyonce concert where they just happen to be playing a football game there on that same day too.
That's going to be super iconic. You know what I'm waiting on, friend? This new movie, of SZA, with SZA and Keke Palmer, One of Those Days. Yes.
When does that come out?
I think it's sometime in January. Okay. Like, literally, I think we're less than a month away from it. But every day they done added, like, 2 or 3 new trailers, like, little mini trailers. And everything about this looks funny as hell.
It does. It really does. And both Keke and SZA seem to be like effortlessly funny people to me.
Keke is for sure. So I gotta send you the new clips because they have tickled me. So they said it's gonna be like a female Friday. So I'm like,
I'm all for it. You know, yeah, I love a good female lead. A good female lead, baby. I'm here for it. A black one?
Listen, and anytime I see Cat Williams in anything, I know it's going to be funny as hell.
That's true. Because he is also effortlessly funny. Also, Cat Williams put a jinx on this year. I don't care what nobody say.
I need
once
that little
that
man
nigga came
to...
out, all hell broke loose. That nigga was one of the portals.
I was just going to say, whatever portal that little man opened, I need him to close it. I need him to close. Well, actually, you know what? No.
Leave it open.
Leave it open.
Let's finish it out.
At this point, let's leave it open because it basically just a whole bunch of shit came to the light.
Exactly. A lot of shit. Goddamn.
So, I ain't even
And
mad
it still ain't
that.
Done yet. We ain't got but a few days left ready for the finale. Goddamn.
Ain't no telling what's going to happen. But you know what? I'm going to go ahead and just say it now, boys and girls. This podcast is going to see a bit of a change coming into the new year. You'll still have some of the basics. I'm pretty sure there'll still be stuff here and there. But y'all, there are good people everywhere. Good white people, good black people, good Hispanic, Latino people, good Asian people, Eastern and Western. It's good people in the world. I am at a place where I just want to focus on the good shit. The reality is what reality is. Like we see it every day. We live in it every day. So I just want there to be some joy, some education, some fun stuff, because things don't feel fun. They feel heavy. And you know what? That's where defeat sets in. when you just feel bogged down and burdened, you stop giving a fuck.
Like you can't move. That is where depression starts. You call it when you start idling. That's something I'm guilty of. I try to keep myself when I'm not feeling like getting out of the bed in the morning. Other than just like having an actual lazy day where I just actually do feel a little bit tired and still want to go back to sleep.
Yeah.
If I notice I'm sitting in the bed too long, I'm like, okay, get your ass up. We're not finna sit here because you're going to get in your head and then you're going to be done idled in your thoughts for 7.5 hours. So, yes.
What is that old saying? An idle mind is a dangerous thing? Something like that? Like, yeah.
It is. So you know you done wasted a whole day in your head.
Yeah, for real. Shit. Don't let the depression be real bad. You fuck around and end up like me and be depressed for 2 years and don't even know it. Or you know it, you just don't know how to get out of it. So, yeah. I say all that to say, like, I'm pretty sure there'll be news. I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty of stupid shit to talk about. But, yeah, it's time to focus on empowerment. Empowerment, education, love, healing, happiness.
Community,
creativity. Let's get back to human basics again.
Yes. Actual community, actual positive community. Let me say that because I don't know what the internet turned into, but it turned into the actual devil, especially for people that are trying to just be creative and be themselves. Like, if you're going to be hateful in the comments, you really don't have to leave a comment at all. You're just like wasting your energy.
Child. There.
You can just go on to the next thing, but you know.
I got to send you a video of because you know the lady that do, child, she going to be busy next year. I never thought the leopards would eat my face. She going to be busy next year, but she posted a video on TikTok earlier and I have to send it to you, but she was basically talking about like how she is like, you know what, fuck it, I'm happy TikTok is going. She was like, from what it started out to what it is now and how TikTok alone has shaped other media platforms, and like because TikTok has so much freedom of speech, it made other platforms take people's freedom of speech away. And then I literally saw another video where they were I told you, me and you were talking about that the other morning, where it's looking like it's a possibility to where whatever the dude's name, the owner or CEO of TikTok, is looking to either work with Elon Musk or somebody else. And it's like, okay, what's the point? So
what is the point? You might as well keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you know what? As in the name of the last episode, maybe it's time to touch grass again. Let's remember that we're actually human beings again and what that actually looks like.
Right.
But anyways.
What it feels like to give people a hug.
Shall we keep going off on tangents?
Oh, hell, that's fine. That's what we do anyway.
It is.
The last thing I've started seeing on TikTok is this guy that goes around. It looks like he's in malls, but he's like propositioning people for a hug. And of course, some of them like, fucking weirdo, I'm not giving you a hug, and they just keep walking. But the ones that do, it's like the most beautiful, like wholesome thing. You can just I also get not wanting to touch because people be nasty sometimes. So I
would absolutely like, be one of those people like thanks, but I don't know you.
Yes. But I'm definitely a hugger, but I also get that other thing too. But when it happens, I'm like, oh, that is so sweet. And you can tell, like, it actually makes it makes everybody a little bit happy, a little bit brighter.
I love that. To,
yeah. So I'm like, that's more of what the world needs right there.
100%. 100%.
Sure. I don't know why. If you hear that vibration, my Fitbit in my phone keeps telling me stuff. And I ain't had my Fitbit on in 2 weeks. I don't know why he's even talking to me right now. At this point, we don't have nothing else to talk about until the new year. But, yeah. I think it's telling me to go to bed. But you can freak off. Anywho. That's me and my week. My week's been good other than that.
That's awesome news. I love to hear that. So, you will not hear us for about the next 2 to 3 weeks. We are taking break, or as people in the UK say, or overseas in general, we're taking holiday. And I love that term. Like, we're on holiday. What? We're on holiday. Yes. So yeah, we will see you guys January the 13th, I believe. So yeah.
It's still us. It'll just be a little bit different, structured a little bit different. Keeping hope alive into the new year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, so we'll take a little break, come back season two, we'll kick it off, and that will be super, uber, uber, uber fun. Other than that, what has been your highlight episodes this year, friend?
So I have two, and I don't remember in what order they are exactly. I think one was the very first episode, or maybe I'm thinking it's the first and it was actually the second, because the first episode didn't. I think that's the one we threw away.
I think, yeah, we did a whole episode and then we ended up redoing it and then doing two. One is actually two, but that's two. Unknown to y'all.
Yes, the Newport Longs at Freaknik episode. There's that one. I also think that's the one where we were talking about X-Men, and I was saying Magneto was right. Speaking of, end of 2024, does anybody think Magneto was wrong now? Magneto was right, right? Okay. Okay, yeah. Yeah, cover yourself. Cover yourself now, because Magneto was right. And if it was for Magneto, this wouldn't be happening right now. But no, you want to come up there in your scooter. Mr. President, please. Mr. President, let me and my X-Men save the day. See where that gets you? Being nice? No.
He was trying, but yeah. No, we going to have to start a... It's no longer the day of the hero, unfortunately.
No longer the day of the hero. Also, I would like to say one more thing, because I did see it on the video. I kind of thought like this a little bit in general, but it made me feel better seeing somebody else say it. Nothing in the world changes unless there's a great act of violence. What has changed that didn't require a revolution of some kind?
Yep.
What has changed every time? Civil rights. What of that was peaceful? How many people were hosed down in the streets, sicking dogs on people? What of that was peaceful? It's almost like you have to create. I'm not encouraging anybody to be violent. Just saying that Magneto was right. That's all I'm saying. And sometimes a bully ain't going to leave you alone until you beat their ass. There's that.
Friend, you took the words right out. I was like, sometimes you just have to pop out and show niggas. Like, in the words of Kendrick Lamar. That's also somebody else who chose violence this year.
Chose it and kept choosing it. Chose it 9 times in one concert. Beautiful. I mean,
it does come to a point to where... So it's funny you talk about the TikTok you saw that said that, because I saw another TikTok and somebody was like, it was like this play on like if you got superpowers, and it's like the two best friends, and one was like, we can finally help the world, and the other best friend was like, no, I can finally fix it. And then it got all dark and ominous. I was like, oh, shit. But it was like, okay, they would become the villain. And I'm like, but now looking back, a lot of the villains, they ain't really villains. They more like on anti-hero type shit. And like, they plight was pretty legit. So, I mean.
And if they had just been given the room to do what they needed to do, now we can see that they were actually more of the heroes in the story. Now we can see. What? That we were taught wrong about all of them.
What did I tell you about Killmonger? Killmonger.
I don't know. Killmonger was a little bit. He was a little bit further out there than the rest of them.
But his
not what, all his, of them.
His point was still legit. Because I if we talk about like being out there, friend, you don't read the comic books like that. Magneto was out.
That's
like,
true.
Magneto and this crazy shit.
I'll say, all I know is in X-Men 92, Magneto was right, and everybody should have been behind him.
The thing about, not 92, friend, 97, I'm dead.
97.
I was like, 92.
My bad.
in his case, Magneto's case has always been the same. Like, he grew up in Hitler Germany. You know what I'm saying? He's mm-hmm. of Jewish descent. He's like, I done already seen how this goes. This plays out the same way every time. So he's not wrong in that. But, like, even Killmonger, because I told you, like, Killmonger and Nakia had the same ideologies. They literally was like, we can help other people with our Wakandan technology. Like, why mm-hmm. why are black people from other diasporas? What's happening? Like, what's happening? And, right. like, Killmonger was just more violent in his act of going about it. Yeah. And he did some shit he shouldn't have did. Like, he didn't have to get rid of the herb like that. Bro,
he really went too far. He was like, but, bitch, it ain't finna be nam nother.
Yeah, he was like, this is how it's gonna end. But, like, his overall plight and what he was suggesting, he mm-hmm. wasn't wrong. Do you know how mad I would have been if I had to realize that a place like Wakanda existed and black people all over the goddamn world had been suffering for years? That's true.
And I was supposed to be there, and y'all done left me out here with the... So, you know what? I'm going to take that back. Because even my whole thing with him was, like, his approach, the way he came into it was super disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
But now, just thinking of how he grew up...
And then...
You know what?
My uncle is the one that killed my daddy.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I'm gonna give that back to him, because at that point, it ain't no reasoning. You can't reason with a nigga that's been through shit like that.
And then I think if they kept it anywhere close to the comics, Killmonger's mom was also a Black Panther. So Killmonger's dad and mom were both Black Panthers. I think she was either in prison or dead, which is how his dad was his, like, sole caretaker, like his sole parent. So mm-hmm. this nigga grew up like, nah, you ain't got neither. Chill. And like I said, he wouldn't. What he was suggesting wasn't wrong. He was like, "Our people been suffering all over the world for years, and y'all
That's true.
Have all this, and you ain't never even tried to help us."
Yep, we've been suffering. They've been sicking dogs on us, all of this, and y'all just watched.
And y'all got fucking spaceships already, girl. Fuck you. So
y'all just watched. Y'all been doing good through slave times, and y'all just watched. Yeah, you know what? Killmonger was right too.
It's been a few of them, but I thought about that TikTok. I was like, yeah, bro, I probably would absolutely become, like, they would consider me a villain. I would mm-hmm. be a hero, but they would consider me a villain, because what you mean we doing shit for just?
Mm-hmm.
Just who? Justice? Right. Girl, if you don't get the hell out of my face, I'm gonna go straight. To Washington, D.C. at even mm-hmm. the odds. You ain't even got to worry about it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Don't let me be indestructible. It's a few people I ain't ever going to be seen or heard from again. And they ain't going to be dead either.
You're
going to pay for everything that you've done.
I ain't even got to. Just give me enough power. I ain't even got to be indestructible. Because I'll die for it.
Give me Wanda Maximoff type magic. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I'm finna send you to a parallel universe where time runs different. You're going to think you've been in hell for a million years and it's been 5 seconds on this plane.
Give me Professor X powers. I still stand on that. Give me. Sneak can control everybody's mind. This wouldn't even be a conversation anymore.
I don't know. That nigga be about to die every time he do that too.
Kumbaya. No, I just go ahead and tell him, bring me snacks to Cerebro. I'm not leaving this bitch.
Every time he get on Cerebro and do a mass thing, that nigga hook you. Cerebro. Professor X, are you okay? Get me. Oh!
Fred, it's because they always be fucking with. Every time we see him going to Cerebro, though. It always be under, like, crazy circumstances. Like, the one time he went, it shouldn't be funny. I'm sorry in advance, but it was funny. Do you remember, I think it was Texas Man 2, when he went into Cerebro and they put that liquid shit in the thing?
Yes.
And the way he felt. That shit, that shouldn't be funny. Listen.
Like, to pass the hell away.
When I tell you, I'm not arguing with y'all. Put me in Cerebro. Bring me some snacks. I'm going to be here for a very long time. Because by that time, I'm just figure out how to run like a different type of thing to where I just put a helmet on at all times and I ain't never got to say shit. I told you, you're going to be bigoted. And then all of a sudden, kumbaya, my lord. You're not even going to know. You're going to wake up 2 minutes before you die.
I want you to watch in your subconscious like Wanda did everybody when she enslaved them. And they all knew what was happening. They just couldn't stop.
That was actually terrible.
Always you just watching about, from the background as you do all this shit.
Always think about poor Miss Hart. That scene with her husband choking and like she was like, Wanda, stop! Please stop! She was, help him, Wanda! Like she is literally going through it right now. Also, I need y'all to do right by Wanda. Y'all, Marvel, you so, because they done brought Chris Evans back as Captain America. I'm pretty sure it's going to be Captain America. So I'm like, okay. Y'all, yeah. Yeah, that news dropped literally earlier this week, maybe into last week.
Now, how's that going to work?
It makes sense because they're doing Secret Wars, which is a multiverse situation. So it may not be this Captain America of this universe, but a variation of, so, but yeah, Chris Evans is coming back as Captain America, I think, for like two movies, which makes sense. So, but
okay,
I'm just like, okay, so you better bring Scarlett Johansson back as Black Widow because y'all did her dirty. We need to fix Wanda. Like, I'm just like, y'all, I don't even find myself being as entertained with Marvel shit as I once used to be. Like, and y'all can drag me for this, but I'm with my friend. Like, the first two Deadpool movies were way better than this last one, I think. And it's not like one was terrible, but it was just like, and now, like, y'all are getting rid of She-Hulk altogether. I don't even think she'll be in anything else. Y'all got rid of Eternals. Eternals was a good-ass movie. So, I don't know.
That one I really don't understand.
Oh, I know why. We know why.
Because of woke again?
Yeah.
Because of woke? Okay, so we just gonna let woke be the undoing of everything that you could make great. What's the, I don't even watch Star Wars. Is it the Star Wars Acolyte series?
I haven't seen it yet. That got hit
by this too?
That got hit. Is that why it got? Because I heard it got canceled. Like, they didn't pick it up for a second season.
They were doing the exact same thing that they did to She-Hulk, that they did to the Marvels movie, that they've done to the Eternals. It's the anti-woke people who don't even watch the stuff. They just online complaining about it.
They,
like, want, girls, these people are just existing.
Everybody to be straight, white, whatever.
Yes.
Or if you're not, you have to be the stereotypical whatever. So if you're Black, you're a thug. Or if you're a Black woman and you're loud and obese, says, hey girl, sister girl, girl. And you're like the comedic relief situation. It's tired. Or you're extremely hot.
There
you're
go.
Extremely hot. It's just, it's, and it'd be the comic book esque nerd. So like just the nerds in general, the anime nerds are weirdos. The Star Wars nerds, weirdos. Marvel, friend, DC, weirdos.
I'm starting to think this whole nerd culture, like as a whole, no matter if it's the animes, video games,
very comic much books, all right.
They're all very very alt-right, very homophobic,
very,
alt-right.
Yep.
Very racist. Like, you can be playing a video game anytime. If there's a chat box, you're going to see some variation of the word nigger pop up in the chat box. At any given time, or they don't say nigger, it's going to be like, I don't like colored people.
Oh.
Literally, I reported one just last week. I'm not even finna say nothing back. I'm just gonna report you, and I hope they delete your account that you done spent $1,300 on.
I just...
That's my hope and prayer, but... I don't know why, because I always felt like the nerd community should have been more inclusive because, you know, you're nerds, you're somewhat outcast anyway. Why are y'all so hateful?
Hateful. Damn.
If it's not for you, it's not for you.
Let stankin', it be. Stankin'. Y'all, that's what y'all need to focus on. Ooh,
and be stankin'.
Worry about washing your ass.
Yes, be literally stinking. Not only a stinking ass attitude, ass be stinking.
The fact that they have certain people at these Comic Cons and these other, they don't even let y'all in because they know y'all don't wash and bathe. Y'all have other things that you need to figure out first, okay?
Let me tell you, the worst nerd, the one who don't bathe and got the nerve to have animals. Those are the worst ones.
The ones that don't bathe and then they be eating snacks and it be the stinking snacks. You can't stink and eat stinking snacks. That's not those things. Can't. You can't stink and eat cheese puffs and Funyuns.
There's like a, ooh, what's happening? There's like a,
Munchos.
I mean, like a flashback. There's like a vomit level funk. It's like a specific scent that make you want to like throw up instantly when smelling it.
It's like a little ass in socks.
And no, it's worse. It's worse, ooh, than that. It's like something growing,
ooh,
somewhere. Yeah, like that type of funk.
I just, yeah, if you gonna be overly opinionated, especially sharing opinions that nobody really asked for. And again, like you said, the nerd community is such an outcast community already. Like, girl, the audacity is outrageous. Mm-hmm. It's outrageous that you even can flip your lip to be a dick. I just don't understand. But yeah, y'all can have the term woke. You can have it. Because here's the thing. Black people ain't going nowhere. Black women ain't going nowhere. Black men ain't going nowhere. People of other ain't going nowhere. LGBTQI is not going anywhere. All this performative bullshit that you're doing is just going to be that, performative. It's going to get to a point to where, and I said this after the election, and then this whole Luigi situation happened. I need y'all to hear what I'm saying, because, listen, I don't be right about everything. I don't be right all the time, but when I know some shit, I know some shit, and I know when I know when I know. I said then that people are going to start pushing back. All hell is going to break loose. It is going to be true anarchy because people are not going back to the way things once were. It's just, it's mm-hmm. not going to happen.
And you're trying to do everything to make that man the villain. And none of it is working.
Yeah, people don't give none a fuck. People yep. do not give a fuck. So it's just like, he's going to be the first of many. I cannot wait for one thing to happen. And it's already kind of starting to happen. I cannot wait for the maggots and the Trumpers to realize how bad he's actually trying to fuck y'all. Mm-hmm. Because we've said this on the last couple of episodes, and just another friendly reminder. While y'all bonded over racism, capitalism and classism is still tapping at the back of your ankles.
It trumps all, baby.
At the end of the day, you about to learn a hard lesson with the rest of us. Yep. And we ain't learning shit because we already knew. We didn't fuck around. Y'all fucked around. Y'all finna fuck around and find out. We already knew, so we wasn't fucking around. We just unfortunately are a part of this group project that everybody else failed. Some of us tried while the rest of us didn't. Neither here nor there. I say that to say, once they realize how bad they fucked up and how bad things could potentially be, then we're going to see them start to flip. And maybe not all of them, but you will start to see more of them flip. Because think about how many flipped from the last time. These are people, because here's the thing, Americans, if we don't love anything else, what do we love? We love power, we love control, we love money, we love freedom. The other people, let me be very clear. Once those things start to come into question, they're going to start losing their shit. And all hell is going to break loose. So I'm just going to sit back and relax. I'm going to focus on this new job that I got that I like. I'm going to focus on being present for my family and friends. the those of whom which who matter. Okay, let me be clear, because some of y'all finna get cut off and y'all don't even know it. You just gonna be here 1 minute and not the next. So I'm focusing on things that uplift me, make me feel better, make me more creative. All the things. I'm not taking none of this bullshit with me in 2025. I'm just gonna sit and watch the world burn.
There you go. And the other thing is not taking it with me and not apologizing for not taking it with me. I think we've kind of reached a point where it's very much like a fuck it type of thing.
Yeah.
I'm not, I have a really hard time forcing relationships of any kind, literally with anybody. So I feel like if you're not somebody I'm naturally going to talk to or just have an inclination to talk to you, I'm not going to force myself to be talking to you. If it's hard to be around you, I'm not going to be around you. If it's hard to talk to you, I'm not talking to you. And it's not, I don't hate you. I really do wish you the best. It just is what it is. And to all the people who did vote for Donald Trump, and I voted, I know you voted for Donald Trump. That was the end of any type of relationship we had, honestly. If I see you, I'll speak because I don't hate you. But you can't claim to care about me and do shit like that. That is, that's insane. So, no, I ain't got nothing else for you. And that's just that on that. And that's how I'm going into the new year. Like you said, focusing on the stuff that matters. My goals, my own health, the people and the things that I love. And that's it.
That's
all I got energy for. We ain't promised. Tomorrow ain't promised. Do what you want to do today. Stop putting yourself in bad situations just because you feel obligated to, I guess. When you really aren't obligated to. The only thing you obligated to do is pay your bills, unfortunately.
Live
your life. Yeah. Bitch, we could be gone tomorrow.
And I mean, the reality is, also going back to that situation, when I say, you know, all anarchy is going to ensue, is people, because I saw this clip from Elon Musk's mother, and it just gave, just as evil and diabolical as he is. And I was like, yeah, girl, this makes sense. Like, people.
That does not make sense. You crazy fucking person. Why would you even say that out loud, even if that's what you thought? Insane.
It makes sense for her to say that. People who are rich like that, they have no consciousness.
Out of touch do you have to be to say that shit out loud where people can hear you?
Out touch. You hit it right on the head, though, Frank. These are people who have no consciousness of what actual reality and being an actual human is. They've been rich for so long that shit has since escaped them. Like, to say that poor people shouldn't go out to eat and don't have fun, just work in my son's factories. Y'all, this is the direction shit is going. And the thing is, people aren't going to go with it. As long as there's a will, there's a way. As long as people have any type of willpower, they're going to fight back. So, and then on top of that, let's say people don't. Let's say people don't. At the end of the day, we have always outnumbered the 1%. If we decide to make some shit shake, we can make some shit shake. Because here's the thing. Who's going to keep the rich people rich? Rich people don't keep other rich people rich unless they're doing this oligarchy shit like what Trump is trying to do now. Then maybe in that sense, but then how do you maintain that? You mean rich, and I know a lot of y'all ain't going to want to hear what I'm about to say, but this is about to be a very hard truth a lot of us need to sit with. Rich people maintain being rich because of poor people.
That is true.
Poor people's constant need to have. I think about something, and I'm guilty of this, and so many people are guilty of this. When you could save money and put money back for whatever reason, no, I need this or I want this. You find a way to spend this money that you should not spend. And I'm not saying should not spend. It's your money. You do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. But and don't worry, this is going to be something that we talk about in much more detail in season 2. Because I'm definitely the same way that I did the evidence episode, the way Atticus and I executed that episode. That's going to be my thing going forward. I'm pulling receipts, facts. I'm bringing you guys real information because while I'm not a journalist and I do not have a degree in journalism, I feel like journalism is dying. And the reason it's dying is because people will believe anything. Mm-hmm. And I blame the internet and social media for that. Like, the way you can just pull up total bullshit is crazy. Because people still is denialist about this whole Jaguar right. No, he put the mafia out on her, and that's why she's she's retracting everything, baby, because she was lying.
And because the shit hitting the fan, and she's like, oh shit, I was just playing.
Yeah, I was just talking out my ass.
I never said that. That is a deep fake, baby. That phone, that was taken on the Samsung Galaxy 2. That ain't fake. You can't edit that video. That bitch had two squares moving around.
And that's what I'm saying. So I feel that is my responsibility, along with any other content creator who wants to spread information, to make sure that they're backing it up with actual factual information.
But also, if you're wrong, it's okay to say you were wrong. So accountability. Shit happens.
Human. Every day. But the point of that is admitting that you're wrong and trying to fix it. Like, hey, this is wrong. Financially speaking, it is the poor and lower middle class need to keep up with a certain image, keep up with a certain whatever, which is what keep these rich people rich. And that's the truth. So it's just funny to me that rich people don't realize that. So what happens when people just can't afford to live anymore? Your quality of life is what makes life worth living. If you don't have a quality of life, then you don't give a fuck about being alive.
Nope.
And again, what happens after that? Anarchy. So again, I say all that to say, like, there's no way that this pans out good for everybody. So until everybody wins, nobody's going to win. That's how that's going to work. I know that seems like, oh my God, but yeah, that's how that's going to work.
No, it's the truth.
Because a lot of people talk about, you know, slavery times and the good old times. People don't talk about the amount of white people. Not every white person owned slaves. Not because they didn't want to, but because they couldn't afford to. Mm-hmm. So classism, my dear, has always been around.
Because even though they didn't have slaves, they always felt that they were better than.
Oh yeah, for sure. But it's like you were still poor even then. So it's so many elements and moving parts that shit is just crazy and it's bonkers. And it's like, you know what? You know what, girl? You got it. But I say all that to say, you know, people aren't going, and I don't know what that's going to look like. I feel like all hell is going to break loose next year, but I don't think it's going to be in the way that other people think it's going to be. A lot of people are scared of the shit that Trump is talking about. Trump is just trying to keep himself out of prison. And he is, even this whole government shutdown thing with Elon Musk, which, girl, if y'all don't send that motherfucker back to Africa, send him back to Africa. He is not American.
Go back to the country you came from. You don't want to be here. Go back. And I love how y'all tell us to go back. Bitch, we ain't been nowhere but here. What are you talking
about? Been nowhere. Go back. Elon is South. Send that African booty scratcher back to Africa. Send him back to Africa. So, Republicans think it's going to be a cakewalk. It's not. Everybody up there is not Trump loyalist. So the other Republicans who ain't, they're about to make this shit just as difficult for you. Y'all saw this when y'all tried to push this bill shit and it got shut down. And then, like, again, this isn't going to be what everybody thinks is going to be. And I think it's going to get to the point to where shit is going to continue to get worse. It's going to get higher. And because Canada, not going. China, not going. Mexico, not going. Mm-hmm. So half this shit that he's talking about, he ain't even going to be able to do. And some of y'all already feeling it now because y'all was like, well, damn, I didn't think he would get a bill that would cut this or do this. Or I saw somebody had screenshot something on Blue Sky.
Oh, you mean even when he told you?
Yeah.
What he was going to do? Okay.
It was a thing I saw on Blue Sky where somebody had like screenshot somebody else's thing. And they was just saying like, I'm regretting my vote. I didn't know he was going to do something. He did something in that bill about cancer. And I was like, oh, I never thought the lepers would eat my face. Like,
yeah.
Girl, what did you think? What did you think? So, again, I feel like it's going to be a whole bunch of people pissed off because you think your whiteness is about to protect you from capitalism and classism, and baby, because you may even be well-to-do, but I promise you not their type of rich. So you about to find out some real ugly life lessons.
The and thing I honestly don't get is why are you thinking that he's not going to do the things that he told you he's going to do?
Y'all learn the hard way. And if that little dude sells TikTok to Elon or Mark Zuckerberg or they partner up, I won't be on that app anymore. I love it.
You ain't
kidding. I love it now. After seeing what happened to X, aka Twitter, because fuck X, we call it Twitter. We gonna call it Twitter till Twitter die.
Mm-hmm.
But watching that, like...
And that was the craziest shit, because, baby, it ain't nowhere right-wing in my blood system at all. Why am I seeing this? Why are you showing me this? And it's a lie. What's happening here?
Friend, the way I got off of Twitter before, for that very reason, like, before everybody jumped over to Blue Sky, I just had already gotten off. I was like, mm-hmm. There's no point of me even, because what do you mean, take America back with a photo of Trump? Mm-hmm. Baby, I am, first of all, y'all know I don't fuck with neither one of them colors unless it's blood and Crips. I don't fuck with no Republicans or no Democrats. Okay, I am a progressive. I am for the people. Typically, though, that means that my ideologies align more with Democrats. But other than that, I can guarantee you I know who it don't align with. So yep. Why am I seeing this?
Things need to truly be for the people. I feel like it should be illegal for politicians to lie or exaggerate the truth. That should honestly be illegal. Anytime there's a bill that's passed, there needs to be like a layman's terms website that lays out what this bill like will do, like the pros and cons of each thing. Like something in plain English where the common person can understand what's actually happening when things are getting passed and what's going to happen when somebody decides to do something. I feel like that's actually responsible, because especially when you know people don't read, we don't read, and then you put these 100-page bills in front of us. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to lie. Not to read it. I have a few trusted sources I depend on to tell me the truth. my friend Hope being one of, because I'm not finna read all that.
Baby, I was gonna say I will read all 100 pages twice.
Give me the audible version, because baby, I'll listen to it, but sit there and read it. I'm gonna be reading and thought about something else. Then I'm gonna be reciting Megan Thee Stallion lyrics in my head at the same time that I'm reading. I don't know what the fuck I just read.
Listen, I get to reading and I get pissed off and then I can't stop reading it because I'm like, y'all, but that's why they do that shit though, because they know people don't read. They put the most egregious shit and you be like, nigga, what?
It needs to be in plain terms, because we are not, as a people, collectively, we obviously aren't as smart and we're not going to look into things that way, right? That's just what it is. With that being said, if you're training somebody and you notice they have a difficult time doing something, you try to break it down to them a different way, because that's the best way. But it's obvious both Republican and Democrat don't really care if we understand what it is that they're doing. It's probably better for them that we don't understand. So nothing like that is done, but things need to be broken down plainly for people. Pros and cons of this, pros and cons of this person, this action. How this will affect you, that type of thing.
Friend,
it needs to be mandatory.
You said it right there, though. That is the reality right there. So, and I just want to, spin what you're saying around to this, going back to Luigi. The fact that y'all have deemed this man like a terrorist.
A terrorist, baby. Is
so crazy to me.
He can terrorize me.
I'm so dead.
That's a beautiful man.
He is. But I just think like, wow. Okay, so Luigi's a terrorist. Crazy.
What I about always love Luigi more kids? Than Mario.
They're not terrorists. Shot right. up churches, not terrorists.
Burn the churches down. Oh, they're not. You can go get them cheeseburger afterwards.
Not terrorists. People shooting up concerts, festivals. Mm-hmm. Not terrorists.
Not terrorists. Hate crimes. Killing people while they go on jogs. Not terrorists.
Not terrorists. America.
That's fine.
I mean this with love. At the moment, girl, you are a fucking joke. And it's so crazy to watch. I don't know if you did that world map thing where they did like the rest of the world, who would vote for Kamala and who would vote for Trump. Mm-hmm. It was an overwhelming 95% of people saying they would vote for her. Like even Justin Trudeau, and don't get me wrong, I know about his little black face stint and the shit he did. He ain't off the hook neither. I'm not saying he's perfect because he is definitely not that. However, he read America for Filth the other day, too. He was like, Canada's not going to do this because he's the president over there. He's like, we not finna, mm-mm. Just because America couldn't get it together and put a woman in the office who was clearly the better option, I'm going to have to send you that because he let us have it in a real nice Canadian kind of way, but he said what he said. because, girl, facts, like, y'all so spiteful and hateful and evil in this bitch. That you really willing to just say, you know what, fuck everybody. Like, did I send you that video of that dude saying, like, the reason why there's not universal health care is because of racism, like, because of black people, they don't want people. Like, it's, and then, like, he broke it down in a way that, I mean, which I kind of figured as much anyways, right? Because this applies to a lot of, like, social, how do I want to put this? A lot of things that could be implemented to make America better, it would allow it to make America better for everyone, and certain groups don't want that to happen. So him just saying it and explaining the way he did, I was like, oh yeah, this checks out. This makes sense. So yeah, no matter what happens, my thing is protect your peace, protect your heart, protect your mind. You cannot help anyone else or yourself if you are overwhelmed and burdened and sad every day. It's just not going to work. So, yeah, y'all, let's just see how things go and do what we got to do with that. But I really, really, and I'm speaking to our listeners. Me and Addie started this podcast just for like fun. We were both just kind of figuring life out. And it just happened. So, like, I want y'all to know that the most important thing right now is you finding and figuring yourself out through everything that looks like, because you're not going to always have great days. That's unrealistic. But to truck on through and know that you're not alone. You're not alone in this, and just continue to be, because that's really the process. How do I be every day to get somewhere an inch closer to what I want to become? And that's kind of what I think, you know, the focus is on for Atticus and I in season two. So yeah, y'all, it's going to be okay. It's a lot of shit happening. It's a lot of shit happening all over the world, but focus on yourself so you can really be that light that you need to be to others, because we need it. Like Atticus mentioned earlier, community is so important. It's going to be so important over these next few years, because I personally don't think Donald Trump is going to do half of the shit that he said he's going to do. He's just trying to make life easier for other rich people like himself.
That's true. And not easier, because life is already easy. All you have to do is go away and leave people alone, and you can live the rest of your life in peace, to be honest. Crazy.
Why? Yeah, well, it's still here. How do we make more money? How do we become richer? How do we continue to rob Peter and Paul and Jacob and Jesus and everybody? Like, this is the goal. So it's just like, yeah. And that's why I say it's going to be okay, y'all. We just got to push through.
We going to We gonna push through. We've been okay. We've always been okay, and we always will be okay.
Absolutely.
I keep reminding myself of that.
Well, what else you got, friend?
I honestly don't have a whole lot of anything else. And the last question I have for you is, if you can choose one thing to be your overall theme for next year, what would it be? And I'll go first. Let's see.
Okay.
Mine is definitely discipline. Because don't get me wrong, I'm really glad that life turned out the way it has so far. But could have been so much better if I had learned discipline at some point in life before now.
Understood.
So next year, that's going to be my main focus, is to be disciplined. That's the overall theme for 2025.
The one thing that I want to focus on in 2025 is probably my health. Mm-hmm. Which I guess that leaves such a broad thing open, because, I mean, I guess you could put so many other things that need to contribute to that in order for it to be successful. But, I guess what I'm saying is, I really, really want to focus on my total health. And when I say total health, I mean mind, spirit, and body. After dealing with 2.5 years of depression, fighting cancer off, putting on more weight, having COVID again, it's been so much. And I feel like all of these things have contributed that snowball effect to where, it was before I finally just broke. And I really, really want to focus on my overall, because I can't enjoy anything if I'm physically ill in my body. I can't enjoy anything if I'm mentally ill in my mind. I can't really enjoy anything if my spirit is lacking. So, I really want to find what that journey looks like for me and focus on that going into 2025 and for 2025. So it's not just about, it's discipline. It's self-love. It's so many different things that are going to have to be bottled up into this one thing, but I just want to figure out what that journey looks like for me in 2025. A lot of the material things that I wanted, I was able to successfully get this year. There's a few other things, I want to upgrade my phone. I want to upgrade my MacBook. Want to get a drawing tablet. Want to get a better microphone, because I really want to put a lot more into the podcast.
Your microphone sounds fine.
I mean, I'm just trying to up the ante a little bit. So those material things. I would like to get another camera, just something small that I can really just kind of take around with me, shoot video, photo type stuff, but nothing too serious. So that's the material side of it, and that should be reasonably enough easy enough to do where it's reasonable. Let me rephrase and say it that way, but all that's fine and dandy. I really, really need to get my overall health together, because the way I felt on my birthday this year, I don't never want to feel that again, ever.
Got you.
The way I felt the last two, feel that way again. So yeah, that's in a nutshell. For me, it's about health. It's about quality of life. That's the better way to put it. This year is about health and quality of life for me.
Yes, we got this. Health and quality of life. Definitely. And discipline. Say there.
Discipline. Discipline is.
Right. So it looks like that actually concludes the finale. Again, thank everyone who's who's listened to us. Appreciate it so much. And because of y'all, that kind of just did make us want to keep going and to make a little bit better content every time. So thank you so much. I know we done had some hiccups a couple times, Like one day, one of these episodes, a few episodes ago, I was talking through the damn webcam mic, and I ain't realize it till after it was done.
Y'all, he was so devastated sorry. About this, and it did not sound terrible.
Devastated. Like, I was editing, and I was like, why the fuck does it sound this way? Does my mic sound weird? Plugged the fucking microphone, the webcam up, and it just took over everything, and I ain't even realized. But now, not only that, what, one time the fucking was talking for 30 minutes, and the bitch wasn't recording at all. Had a good ass conversation for 30 minutes.
That's actually happened twice.
That has happened. Well, one time was like me actually not pressing record. The other time, I don't know what the fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know what happened. Yeah. It didn't record nothing for like the first 30 minutes.
Yes, or it was recording me. I don't think it was recording you. So it just sounded like I was talking to myself for 30 That's minutes. Crazy. Yeah. Another good ass 30 minutes gone. Thank y'all for sticking with us through all of that. Thank you. You should be proud of yourself for making it this far in the new year, because Lord knows it's been a lot of shit going on. You don't know if you.
It's been so much.
Don't know. You're going to make it. I ain't had to activate my contingency plan, so we good there. It's still on, bitch. We just won zombie apocalypse away from some terrible shit happening. I ain't lying. But yes, enjoy these next few weeks doing whatever it is you want to do, whether that's your own thing or things with your family. Just enjoy yourself, relax where you can, and get ready to roll up the sleeves for next year. To do it better.
Yes, I love that.
But until next time, guys.
Bye.